With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Carolyn Chute's 1985 novel, The Beans of Egypt, Maine, A Portrait of the Rural Poor, prompted critics to compare the author to Erskine Caldwell. Chute's latest book, Letourneau's Used Auto Parts, is again set in Egypt, Maine, and once more touches on the lives of the working class. Here's Chute.
Working class people often will tell you if what their dream come true would be to have a bigger house or to get another truck or something like that, whereas if you ask a middle-class person what their dream come true is, they might say world peace.
Living at the poverty level, life began to improve for Carolyn Chute after the success of her book about the beans. But half of her earnings went for a new house, half for taxes, and the IRS claimed most of the advance money paid for her newest book. Carolyn Chute says her modest lifestyle hasn't changed. Her new home in Maine has no running water, and she still uses an outhouse.
Some of those things that we live without are not, it's not that bad. It's just very time-consuming. It's not like as depressing as going without food.
But it's inconvenient, warming water on the stove for bathing.
My grandson has been staying with us a couple of weeks, and so that makes three of us to have baths each morning. So that's four kettles apiece. That's 12 steaming kettles a day.
Tickner and Fields published Letourneau's Used Auto Parts, Carolyn Chute's novel of a wacky Franco-American family in rural Maine. Carolyn Chute says she was something of an innocent before all the literary attention, but now she understands people better.
They think they're better because they make more money. I mean, they actually think they're better people because they make more money.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The main writer, Carolyn Chute, has a collaborator in her husband, Michael, a man who cannot read or write.
He's got such school trauma that, you know, if anyone's just even sitting there talking in that tone of voice where you were, he's almost like blacks out.
Michael Chute has never read Carolyn's work. Indeed, he cannot read the labels on food cans or highway signs. But Carolyn Chute says Michael is their automobile and gun expert and helped her as she wrote her 1985 novel, The Beans of Egypt, Maine, and her newest, Letourneau's Used Auto Parts.
A person could know their grammar very well and they could go to school and be really great at the English language and not know how to write a book because they don't know how to see. And he knows how to see. He can see beautiful things in people and disturbing things in people. He can see humanity very well.
Recently, a sixth grade teacher invited Carolyn Chute to talk to the class about writing and urged Chute to tell the kids about the importance of revision.
It came up. She asked it. She said, now tell them about how they should revise. I go, well, I says, you worry about that when you grow up. I says, when you're very old, you worry about that. I says, right now, pretending. Pretending is the most important part.
Carolyn Chute's new novel, Letourneau's Used Auto Parts, published by Tickner and Fields, again deals with the rural poor, and like her earlier novel, is set in the town of Egypt, Maine.
Now that I've got the town in my mind, the way things are laid out, I even had to draw a map. Why bother making up another town? I mean, I've already got one.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.